Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Community Network News, I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Pen Franz. Tony Abbott won the Golden Gloria at the recent Gay and Lesbian Outrageous, Ridiculous, Ignorant Comment Awards night. The award was made at a gala dinner held at New South Wales Parliament House as part of the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. Abbott won the award for his feeling threatened by homosexuals' comments. Other awards went to Jim Wallace from the Australian Christian Lobby and The Footy Show for its Elton John's skit.
The AFL's push to tackle homophobia has been dealt a blow, with Western Bulldog star Jason Ackermanis urging gay players to stay in the closet.
We as footballers need to be more open if there is, and accept people if they would come out, but at the moment I'm not sure that while you're playing it would be a safe thing.
Ackermanis used his weekly Herald Sun column to say there's a lot of homoeroticism in football clubs, and some players wouldn't be able to handle a gay teammate.
Minus 18 has won the Premier's Young People's Community Participation Award. The award brings with it a cash injection of $5,000 to put towards the ongoing development of volunteer and community participation activities. Micah Scott, co-convener of Minus 18, is thrilled with the award, coming as it does just before the group launches a major anti-homophobia campaign.
New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally is under pressure to explain why she missed a conscience vote in Parliament to allow same-sex couples to register their relationships. Opponents used Twitter to attack the Premier for not voting, saying she was absent because of her strict Catholic beliefs. Keneally tweeted back, saying the opposition had approved her absence from the vote, something opposition whip Darryl Maguire denied.
The Twitter is wrong, the Premier is wrong, and I'm disappointed to think that, you know, if the Premier didn't want to vote on the issue, you'd be much better off to come out and say that rather than try and cover it up with an excuse.
A gay Malawian couple has been sentenced to a brutal 14 years in prison following their arrest in 2009. Stephen Monjeza, 26, and Tawonge Chimbalanga, 20, have received the sentence for publicly declaring their love in an engagement ceremony. The sentence has provoked outrage around the world.
We've used a colonial kind of piece of legislation to punish innocent people.
That's Samuel Magombo, a resident of Blantyre in Malawi.
Portuguese President Anabel Cavaco Silva has announced he will approve legislation allowing gay marriage in the country. His decision to enact the bill that was passed in January makes the country the sixth in Europe to allow same-sex marriage. The president says he is putting aside personal convictions to pass the law, which is fiercely opposed by conservative opponents.
International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia events have been held around the world for the sixth year running. In Beijing, gay Chinese tigers wearing rainbow flags held hands and kissed in the CBD's Lotus Market area, while gay rights activists handed out pamphlets to passers-by. In Russia, a rainbow flash mob gathered in St. Petersburg, releasing rainbow balloons and handing out flyers, despite threats of violence from ultra-right groups. And in Turkey, 200 people marched in Ankara, loudly shouting slogans calling for an end to homophobia and injustice.
Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe has filmed a public service announcement for an American gay charity. Radcliffe is a supporter of the Trevor Project, which runs a 24-hour helpline for LGBT youth at risk of suicide. The project's chief executive, Charles Robinson, says Radcliffe's involvement in the ad is incredibly powerful and tells young people it's okay to seek help.
And briefly in other news, New South Wales Minister for Roads and Transport, David Campbell, has resigned following his outing on national television. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has intervened to allow a gay dad and his infant twin sons return home after they were stranded in India, and Constance McMillan, who was banned from attending her prom, has moved from her rural agricultural school to an urban school.
To QNN Sport, and a new report from Victoria University says LGBT people still face abuse and discrimination in the sporting arena. The study, titled Come Out and Play, found one in four men surveyed said there were sports they didn't play for fear of discrimination. The report suggests sporting clubs should be assisted to develop codes of practice that support inclusion of gays and lesbians.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community, let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.